All right, so these are your New Year's resolutions. You want to make $100,000 online. You want to go to the gym and get a six-pack. You want to meditate every single day. Now, do you want to know what the truth actually is? Only 9% of you will succeed. And if that sounds harsh, good. Because I want you to understand the severity of this situation. You say that 2024 will be your year, but most likely it won't be. Now, the question is, why are you still doing it? Frankly, it's not your fault. Here's why. There is a war on your time. Dozens of multi-billion dollar enterprises have all waged war against you, and they won't stop until they win. They won't stop until every last second of your time is spent on their platforms. My friend, there are no accidents on their apps. Nothing is random. Everything is planned, and those billions are all spent to get one thing and one thing only. Your attention. You have a limited amount of attention and focus to give. You can't focus on everything. It's impossible. In fact, a recent research that has been published on Science Magazine shows that we spend 46.9% of our days with our minds strayed away from the very tasks that we should be doing. That is almost half of your day gone. To what? Simply not being able to focus. I mean, really think about it. How many times have you gone to just check your phone for a second, and the next thing you know, you've spent hours scrolling on Instagram or TikTok, and you don't even mean to do it. That is how they control you. The average person spends 30% more time on their phone today. That means the average person spends 4 hours and 12 minutes on their phone. I mean, let's really put that into perspective. In just a few years, your phone has gone from stealing 12% of your entire day in 2019 to over 17.5% today. If you keep going down this road, you will spend over a third of your entire life staring at a screen. Is this what you want to become an expert at? Do you really want to be that guy? The guy who sends the best memes? Is that what you want to be known for? We both know the answer to that. Now let me ask you a question. What's materially changed to make 2024 the pivotal year of your life? Because let's face it, every year you tell yourself, this is going to be my year. Yet, it never is. You keep letting yourself down year after year. Well, in fact, scratch that actually. You don't just let yourself down, because it's much worse than that. You're letting yourself down, but you're also letting down everyone around you. Your family, your friends. I mean, hell, even your future bloodline. So, my question to you now is, are you going to be a part of the 91% that fail year after year after year? Or are you going to join me in making 2024 your year? This is a decision only you can make.